You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Chiefs are 5-2, the Packers 1-3. And on the spread, the Kansas City Chiefs getting 6.5 points at 10-11. The Packers minus 6.5 at 10-11. Really looking forward to this matchup, given the situational aspect of the clash, Gil. Both come into this off the back of huge games in their season. The Packers gained revenge over the Seahawks. The Chiefs, as we've already mentioned on the podcast, lost against the Broncos in a divisional clash. Who does this matchup at this point favour? The team that's on the high after the big win, or the team that is seething after a big loss, Gil?
Well, I think we know the answer to that, and let's start there, because we just ended the last game with the sort of emotional state that a team is in. And by the way, when I say the Lions are a live dog, it still doesn't mean I want to take them necessarily. But I think the Chiefs are the team you have to look for here. They're getting 6.5 points. The Chiefs are on extra rest. On that extra rest, as you recall, as we talked about, they lost that heartbreaking game to the Broncos in which their best player, by any one's measure, Jamaal Charles, fumbled the game away, literally. So the Chiefs now on the extra rest are going into Lambeau Field. They're getting all those points. And you got to say to yourself, they want to make amends from a nationally televised game to this new nationally televised game. They're going to be completely fired up to make amends for that. On the other hand, the Packers come off this big revenge win against the Seahawks. And, you know, I don't love talking about revenge. I think people make too much of that in the NFL from week to week or from division games from last year to another. But when you lose in the NFC Championship game as dramatically as the Packers lost to the Seahawks last year, to come in and play them at home and to get the win, it's a very satisfying emotional win for the Packers. And now you get the Chiefs the next week, who are, you know, in the other conference. Of course you want to win the game, but I don't know that laying 6.5 is the best betting opportunity. You know, I really like the Chiefs here getting all those points.
We've got to talk about Aaron Rodgers, as is so often the case at Lambeau Field, Gil. I'll just spin you through his numbers following that win against Seattle. 18 consecutive home games now without an interception. He's attempted 539 passes, thrown for 43 touchdowns, a passer rating of 124.0. That streak stretching back to December 2012. So obviously he's a tough fish to fry, Aaron Rodgers, and it's going to be difficult for the Chiefs, but I know you are siding with the Chiefs plus 6.5. It is worth reiterating those numbers every time you come to a game like this, though, involving the Packers.
It sure is, because they're video game numbers. Those aren't real numbers you just mentioned. Those are from a video game. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible. I mean, that if you don't turn the ball over in the NFL, you're not going to lose a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's that simple. At some point, those streaks are going to end, but it's incredible. There's never been anything equivalent to that. But, here's the one thing, and you can't take anything away from Aaron Rodgers, but the Chiefs' defense has really brought the heat so far through two games this year. They've got 8 sacks, 3 from Justin Houston, who's, I believe, had a sack in 8 straight now for him. And Green Bay's going to be without their right tackle, Brian Bulaga, who's having knee surgery for a second straight week. So that's a major concern for the Packers in trying to prevent that Chiefs pass rush. And even the great Aaron Rodgers, who's so adept at moving the pocket when he feels pressure. He just sort of slithers out there as calm as could be and still makes an amazing play. Eventually, if you bring enough heat on him, he'll succumb too. But the real thing also for me is that the Packers' rush defense still hasn't gotten any better.
Yes.
You know, they're surrendering 5.3 yards per carry. That's second to worst in the NFL. And we talked about Jamaal Charles coming in, one of the best running backs in the NFL, wants to look good after fumbling the game away 10 days ago. So I think that's a good matchup for the Chiefs. And then I'm not sure, as we do this podcast here about 48 hours before Sunday's games and about 72-plus before the Monday nighter, what Eddie Lacy's status is. You might be able to tell me better, Dave, but it could be Eddie Lacy, it could be James Starks at this point for the Packers. So that's also an uncertainty for the Packers.
He looks unlikely to play at the moment from what I've read online, Gil. It looks like it could be James Starks, and Devontae Adams has been limited in practice, but he's thought probable. So I think Eddie Lacy unlikely, and Devontae Adams probable at the moment.
Yeah, this is, I mean, again, if this were a 3-point spread, if this was a 4-point spread, my thinking might be different here. But if you're giving me 6.5, I'm not going to overreact to what I saw from the Chiefs last week. Chiefs are still a good little football team, and the Packers are in that sort of down game after Seattle. The Chiefs are, I like the Chiefs here getting all those points.
It's worth noting as well, Alex Smith has been to Lambeau Field and won before as well, which a lot of other quarterbacks haven't experienced that feeling. Maybe he'll be able to draw on that. He has been there with the San Francisco 49ers and won at the Packers before.
Yes, it is worth noting because that environment will not intimidate him like it will others, even though, by the way, the 2 games, Smith has been atrocious. But his total QBR is 25.5. But a lot of guys have been bad, right? Andrew Luck's 28.5. Those numbers through 2 games, I wouldn't go crazy about them. Alex Smith will be fine, and I think the Chiefs show up here on Monday night.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.